This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 166 for Wednesday, November 29th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower on Wednesday after being on both sides of unchanged most of the day. European rapeseed was up, but Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil saw declines. Meanwhile, crude oil was higher ahead of an upcoming OPEC meeting later this week on supply. The Canadian dollar was unchanged compared to Tuesday's close. Prior to Statistics Canada's next principal field crop production report on December 4th, the average trade estimate for 2023-24 canola was 18.3 million tons, from a range between 17.2 million and 19.7 million. The January canola contract was down $5.30 per ton at $702.30. In the U.S., wheat beat strong gains, while corn and soybeans were higher as well. The average trade estimate for 2023-24 Canadian corn production was 15 million tons, from a range of 14.8 million to 15.1 million, virtually unchanged from last year's total. 1.011 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day in the U.S. for the weekend of November 24th, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, down 12,000 from last week. Ethanol stocks were down 273,000 barrels at 21.379 million. Corn imports into the European Union fell 42% from 1 year ago at 7.09 million tons so far this marketing year as their crop rebounds from last year's drought. CONAB estimated Brazilian ethanol production made from sugar cane and corn at 34.05 billion liters, up 10% from last year. The March corn contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.76. MB Agro said Brazil is expected to produce 10 million fewer tons of soybeans compared to its initial forecast at 155 million tons due to erratic weather in the country. The U.S. EIA reported that a record 411 million gallons of renewable diesel and biodiesel were produced in August, up 6.5% from July and up 45% from a year earlier. The January soybean contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $13.47. The trade estimated 2023-24 Canadian wheat production at an average of 31.1 million tons, from a range of 29.3 million and 32.3 million. 24 million tons consist of spring wheat, while 4.1 million are for durum. Last year's wheat production was 29.8 million. Heavy rains in southeastern Australia might have cut the country's wheat crop by 100,000 tons and turned 1 million more into feed grain. Soft wheat exports for the 2023-24 marketing year from the EU total 12 million tons so far, down 18% from last year. Morocco will offer subsidies to import up to 2.5 million tons of soft wheat from January to April next year. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.86. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.34. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.26. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.